You're listening to the Monica Cade Podcast, a conscious approach to all things health and lifestyle, empowering you to be your best self in each moment. Because the truth is, that's all we ever have. From conscious lifestyle tips that'll help you make better choices in all areas of your life, through to interviews with game-changing entrepreneurs, creative minds, and thought leaders. These conversations move me. They're changing the world, and I hope they impact yours. So, without further ado, let's dive into this week's conversation. Hello and welcome to this week's Pep Talk for Your Soul. I hope you've had an amazing weekend and you're looking forward to sinking your, I'd like to say teeth into this episode, but it's more like your ears. So let's hop to today's conversation. So today is about getting it off your chest. Now, in my life, I have had to practice over more recent years about getting things off my chest. I think there are some people that are really good at communicating what they feel, and then there are other people that like to bottle things up and keep them inside, and then they fester and boil and then express themselves through sickness, different emotions, having a breakdown, stress, illness, so many different things. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention in case this is something that you might also do, because it's something that I used to do for sure. I've become better over the years, but basically you need to learn to express whatever is coming up. You know, I've found that there is a way to communicate with people and you don't have to bottle things up just to keep the peace. I know I used to keep things inside because I just felt it was futile to have the conversation, or I didn't want confrontation and I didn't want to have the argument, and it just felt easier to not say anything. The problem with that is that over the years, when you continue in that pattern, over time, this becomes your normal way of being, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy to keep everything inside. I mean, can you imagine if we all continued to eat every day and we never went to the bathroom? I know it's a bit of a weird analogy, but it's true. Can you imagine what would happen to our bodies? It wouldn't be pretty. Let's face it that way. And it's the same thing when you don't express how you feel. I have a friend who I really admire, and actually she's really great. I love observing her because she really says what she feels. You know, it doesn't matter how confrontational the situation will be, and she always approaches it with love and care, but she doesn't compromise herself in that sense. She'll really express what she's feeling. You know, she knows what she believes in. If something, you know, isn't in line with who she is as a person, then she'll speak up. And a lot of the time that results in wonderful results, and I'm saying that in the sense of they're results that bring her closer to her. So if there are people or things in her life that no longer, you know, are aligned with her, then those things fall away. And it's been fascinating to watch her process around this. And I hope that some of that rubs off on me. And I know that I've been practicing it for many, many years now, and I definitely have gotten better. And this is the thing, I feel like sometimes people think that to express themselves, there has to be an argument. That's not true. Not at all. You know, you can find a way to just say that this is how you're feeling and get it all out there. Get it off your chest. And you know what? You'll feel 100 times better. Even yesterday, I had nothing that I particularly wanted to like get off my chest to anyone in particular, but I woke up and I just felt a bit of emotion, a bit unsettled, you know. So I could feel something sitting there, and I was just like, I know I need to just express what I'm feeling. I didn't need a solution. I didn't need someone to tell me how this was going to go. I just needed to get it out. And I literally did it in maybe 40 seconds and it was done, and I moved on. And I felt so much better and more connected and aligned with myself. And all this emotion and sometimes the thoughts that accompany with them, they take up so much space in our mind. So that's all we can continue thinking about, which leads to worry. You know, some people are excessive worriers because they're constantly thinking. So I really just encourage you to take a moment and just express what you're feeling. Say, hey, I feel really crap today. Or, you know what? What you said really made me feel like you don't care about me. Or there's ways that you can say things to other people. You don't have to attack them. It's always about how you feel, because it's not about what they say. It's about how it made you feel. And I guess become clear. Why did you respond that way? Why did you react that way? There's something in it for us if we do react to what somebody says. So I hope this little pep talk gives you inspiration to face your emotions, face what you're feeling, or have that conversation that feels so difficult right now. You will feel 1,000 times better. And if you need the support, just know I'm cheering you on. And it's a practice. Continue doing this every time you feel those emotions come up or you feel like you need to express something to someone. Just do it. And over time, it becomes easier and easier. And trust me, I was a serious bottler. You know, I did it with an eating disorder for years and years and years, over 11 years. That combined with keeping all what I was feeling inside. So if I can do it, you can do it. And I hope you have a brilliant day. If you enjoyed this episode, then please leave a review on iTunes. It will really help other people find this conversation and listen to these pep talks and all the other interviews that will support them to live a more conscious life and help them make better decisions in their health and in their lifestyle. Keep listening and have a brilliant day.